this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the livest bonus episode yet. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Hello, everybody that's been watching me for the last 10 minutes.
And we are your hosts with the posts. Very excited again to have you folks here joining us for another Zoom recording where we will talk about a number of things and read some bad posts for you. And ideally, you folks would join in as well, unless you're listening to this afterwards. And then, feel free to
yell at your
talk
car
to your
stereo.
iPods and Zooms and do whatever you want, but it's probably not going to matter a whole lot. But we're here right now. It's a Monday night. We are on the eve of a 420, which is a big deal to a lot of our listeners. A big deal to everyone else in the world as well, because it's a, well, you know, Christian.
No, I don't. What is it?
Adolf Hitler's birthday. That's a little fun gag. It's actually for the marijuana holiday. People seem to celebrate it every year. Now, this will be released the day after, so you guys will be sort of getting through that. You're coming down from your high from that. We did an episode about marijuana this time last year, and we did a psychedelics episode some time ago. As Christian's dealing with the local menagerie in the house right now,
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, great. So Christian has a daddy duty that he has to deal with right now. So this is what being a podcaster is all about. You're a father first, a podcaster second, which is an order that I told Christian was unacceptable when we started, but here we are. So now I'm solo with a couple dozen handsome folks here looking at me. I see Tess, old pal of the show, Tess, and not just pal of the show, but actual pal, which is a rarity. She's got some sort of seltzer, I would imagine. That's a good idea. I have a Coke Zero, which is doing me just fine right now, as that Tess is aware. Christian is as well. I had a rough patch on Saturday night, where I went to the brewery that I work for, and the owner, friend of mine of the brewery, this is sort of the problem with doing this, is that you can just sort of drink literally any amount you want for free at any time with no consequences, except for the whole doing that part where it affects your body for 12 to 15 hours afterwards, which was a big problem for me. Slept in till about 11, woke up in just the most dog shit feeling in the world. Talking about Saturday night, Christian, which
I picked up on.
Mm-hmm. I invited you out probably about 11:30 or something like that.
It was
well past the point.
12:22 or
that.
Something. Yeah.
Good God. Great. Well, it was a blast from what I have been told and what I recollect from various text messages I sent out to people. But on yesterday, Sunday, after recovering from that, I hung some gutters in my house. So that's real man shit right there, you know?
Excellent. I'm glad that you were able to fill that time while I took my 3-year-old to the bathroom. So,
yep. So we can actually now talk more about the stuff we want to talk about. Like, for example, the 500th patron special that we're coming up on. You guys are well aware, but you need to let all of your friends and family know that once we hit 500 patrons, we're going to do an episode all about Stormfront. Undoubtedly, many of your family members will have posts on there that we can read on the show so they can hear when they sign up. It'll be a real little treat for them. And I think we're going to have a lot of content for that, but not unless you guys do the hard work for us. Certainly, we're not going to put any effort into marketing for this thing that we do. So it's going to have to be up to you guys. We do enough as it is, right?
That's right. Too much.
Saw a car accident today.
Okay. Is this the story you wanted to tell?
Yes. One of a couple, but yes. How many car accidents have you seen in your life?
Three or four, probably. And I've been in one. So.
Okay. I couldn't hear you. So I'm going to guess you said something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I can't hear anything anymore. This is just how it goes. I hear you now. So
three or four.
Okay, great.
Yep.
I would say that's about right for me as well. Yeah. The only one I've been in was not my fault at all. Proud to say. But this one I saw today was interesting. It was on the, let's say, the main road between where you and I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blue Prius and like a, I don't know, silver Nissan or something like that, right?
Okay.
So you're all picturing this, right? And I saw the blue Prius just sort of like slam into the back of the other car. And it's a two-lane road, so I had like, oop. I was like three or four back, so I pulled aside. It's like, oh boy. And the next thing I saw was a young African-American gentleman jump out of the Prius and then run as fast as he could away from the scene.
Good.
Me being me, I was like, well, good luck with all that, gentlemen. I'm going to Costco, so don't really care what happens here. Hope it all works out for everybody.
I got to get that double dog deal. I got to do it.
Yeah, so that was it's fun to see that every once in a while. I've seen a couple.
It's great to see a car accident every once in a while. Yeah, sure.
And to see a fleeing the scene of the crime is so fun. And I hope everything works out for them. Not sure what could have led to that decision. But I would guess probably nefarious deeds.
LW in the chat saying he had to use the restroom.
Well, hey, man. When you got to go, you got to go. The other thing I wanted to bring up was, first of all, is there anyone in the chat that has a fun car accident story they want to share? Either you saw one that was horrible, or you lost a limb or something interesting. Any bodily functions no longer working? All right, we got a lot of good drivers here. That's good to know. Don't worry about it, folks. Well, you guys have posts to read. That's all that really matters. I know I put you guys on the spot. If you guys want to make up a story, that'd be great too. Hey, whatever fills the time.
Wisconsin John says he got rear-ended at a bank drive-through by an old lady. Elaine said my sister rolled a car once. Too drunk to remember them, says Eric. Okay, this is not going.
Okay, great. We do not advocate drunk driving, despite doing it quite often.
I was gonna ask. Should I tell got the home the other day?
Well, and that reminds me of when we went to that same brewery a couple months ago.
A couple months ago. Oh, that's not a good sign.
When we drove, you picked me up, uh-huh. And then we had some drinks, and then you drove me home. And on the way home, you said, "Boy, I haven't driven drunk in a while."
It was a statement of, it wasn't okay.
Unrelated to what was currently happening. Sure.
Just jog the memory was all.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. The six or seven beers in between picking me up and dropping me off was unrelated. So anyway, another thing that popped in my head today, I'm curious if you, we've talked about, like, me as a kid, I would watch like Predator and stuff like that, right? Sure. Like, would watch rated R movies way too early. And it occurred to me, I don't know where this popped in my head, but I don't know who else did this as a kid. We have a lot of younger folks, maybe not even aware of this, but VHS tapes, the actual technology, cool stuff, right? Pre-DVD, pre-Blu-ray, pre-streaming, folks, if you can imagine. But what was really cool about the tapes was that you can record stuff off the television with these tapes, right? And most of my experience with watching movies as a kid was my mom, very out of nowhere, the way I'll just go through hobbies and stuff. She like, there was a 2 or 3 year stretch from like 89 to 91, 92, where she would record everything off of HBO.
Okay.
And so most of the movies I watched as a kid were just from those tapes. And I remember watching, we had a tape of Nightmare on Elm Street 2 and Nightmare on Elm Street 3 on the same tape. And I would just watch those two back to back as like a 7 year old. Because my parents were like, yeah, there's tapes. You just go watch
just
tapes.
Just put the tape in. Yeah.
Just watch a tape. And my parents were a lot of things. They weren't like criminally negligent. Now, if I did that for my 11-year-old daughter nowadays, I would like turn myself into the police right after.
Did you not try to get her to watch The Thing recently? Or
that's a little, that's different. No, that's different. That's different. Yes. Hey, touche. But I was trying to like, it just like hit me like, why the hell did my parents let me do that? And I remember now that my dad was, he wasn't really a pretentious about movies necessarily.
Sure.
But he was just like, if there was a genre that he thought was like beneath him, I'm thinking he was just like, this shit's for babies. Like, let the kids watch like horror movies. Who gives a shit? Action movies. I'm not going to watch that shit. I'm a grown up. So let the little babies watch it. Who cares? So me and my 5 year older brother would just sit down and watch a lot of bad movies with a lot of blood and violence and nudity. And no one seemed to really care. Yeah.
You're fine. You have no problem.
The cool thing about those tapes would be because my mom would just put things on them. Because you could just stack a whole bunch. I think you put like 3 or 4 movies on one tape, depending on how you, there was like long play. You remember that stuff where you could set it up? But there was one tape. It was The Princess Bride, The Color Purple, and Spaceballs. And
what a triple feature.
I can't tell you how much of my youth was spent fast forwarding through The Color Purple to get to Spaceball.
Again, indicative of your current proclivities. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Proclivities. Now, what exactly do you mean by that? I had another thing about my dad, but I think we've already talked on that. We'll get to that one later. It's a very
this is not therapy.
This is a very, well, and this one, when I do tell the story, you'll realize it really should be therapy because it's a horrifying thing. So before we get to that, we'll get to it later when as the chat really winds up getting real fun. Christian, you have a, much like we did last time.
Yes.
At the last live show, you had a little presentation that you wanted to share with the class.
Yeah. So we did a show and tell kind of thing last time, and that seemed to really go off pretty well for everybody. So we're going to do it again, because why reinvent the wheel? So it's Report This Post Live. Everybody, thanks for joining us this evening. So let's start off over on Twitter, our favorite website where we all like to hang out and spend a lot of time. So last time we opened the show up with He Will Nut Divide Us status update. Wanted to give you guys. Yeah. So this was day one of the Joe Biden cum jar. I grabbed a screenshot yesterday of day 86 of what's going on over there. Unfortunately, the quality of photos has really gone downhill.
Yeah.
As has the viscosity of the semen, it seems. So that's fun. Guys, take a look at that account. I don't follow it, but I do check in on it every so often just to see how it's doing. So 86 days worth of cum.
The first 100 days of the any president's administration is usually foggy, but this this is...
Forget about it. Great.
This is too much.
So couple weeks back, that boat got stuck there in the Suez Canal. We mm-hmm. all had a good laugh about it, and Bad Dragon tweeted out, "We apologize to those who recently ordered the Kelvin Dragon toy. Shipping has been delayed indefinitely. Our inventory is being transported by the Ever Given, which is currently stuck in the Suez Canal. Don't fret. Soon Kelvin will be stuck in you as well."
Oh, Kelvin.
I think it's because it's a blue, maybe it's an ice because dragon. Because it's
cold thing. Okay, I was just thinking of guys I know named Kelvin. And I don't know their... Yeah, I didn't know their dicks to be dragon-shaped necessarily. But I didn't know their dicks to not be dragon-shaped.
Hey, either, you know what? Yeah, let's give it the doubt it all deserves.
I saw there was some tweet recently about some people seem to think the Suez Canal thing was faked.
It was a
conspiracy, which is pretty fun.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's, go look up that, folks, if you want to just have more bad opinions.
Alice says in the chat, there is no Suez Canal. So there we go. We got a believer right here with us.
By the way, anyone here, whatever amount of money you want to give me to tell you where the Suez Canal is, you're safe. I have no idea what that is. First heard about it 2 weeks ago. We'll never thinking about it again. So
this got tweeted out last night by Neil J. Clark 1 over on Twitter. Am I the only one who keeps a freezer for interesting roadkill? Went through this guy's account. It's just a normie guy who tweets about his life, eating lunch and whatnot, and then decided at one point to pull what appears to be some sort of ferret family member out of his deep freeze and post it online for everybody to see. So
Elaine suggests it's a badger.
I don't know. It seems a badger, wolverine, something of the family. Yeah. People ask what he's going to do with it, and he said he doesn't know how to do taxidermy, so he's probably just going to skin it and keep the bones and pelt. So, hey, everybody's got to have a hobby. A lot of Amazon boxes in that freezer too. Concerning
where? So that's where my shipments are going, huh? They always get lost. It's in this guy's goddamn freezer.
All the dead animals that he finds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, do some online shopping now. This one came across the timeline the other day. Joker inspired chair, $100.
Oof, wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Oof.
You got some.
I'm trying to weigh the like. There's a certain, you know, look, in terms of like ironic purchases and how do you explain them to a wife, this is one that would probably be the most,
you gotta understand,
head shake worthy, like, come on, what the fuck are you doing? And I'd be like, you know what, I just don't know.
In the movie Superman versus Batman versus Superman, there's a Robin suit and he spray paints ha 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 on it, and
did
the
you
guy
say
did
Superman
it with the chair.
Superman versus Batman versus Superman?
No, I screwed it up, but anyways, okay. It's those two fellas are fighting. That's all I remember. I was very drunk when I saw that movie, so I don't remember much.
They never get along, those two.
Until they find out their mom has the same name. This chair is old, probably already smells, and is coated in spray paint. I do not think you would want this in your house, but who am I to say? I would take a hard pass on it, but $100 might be a great, great deal. Didn't look up to see what 67520, what that area code is. I'm going to say it's somewhere in the Midwest, though, judging from all the Walmart boxes in the background.
I think it's where Arkham Asylum is.
Great. This one was on AliExpress. This is a male dog's physiology needs anxiety behavior aids teddy chihuahua play partner French bulldog pet estrus plush toy. So what this is a fleshlight for your dog.
Features
a removable design and you can make it more beautiful by covering up the dog pussy with a little flap.
You're gonna tell me there's something more beautiful than a dog pussy, and it's gonna be
strong load bearing capacity, stress test over 441 pounds. Concerning.
Well, I'm out.
$99, but you can get it for the 11th anniversary price of $94.05. And then it will be shipped to your house in anywhere between 6 weeks and 8 months, judging from stuff I've seen on AliExpress.
Yeah. That's what better way to celebrate the specialist of anniversaries, the 11th.
Evan posts in the chat, do they make a male version of this for white women?
What the?
hey.
Whoa.
Let's keep it PG here.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about raping a fake dog. Let's be as kind as we can to some of our the dumbest people on the planet, our wonderful white women.
Many of whom are here with us tonight.
Uh-huh. Let's
back to Facebook Marketplace. Guy selling a mirror. Brand new. Just the mirror for sale. $50. Not a bad deal. Interesting choice. Not sure if the guy didn't realize he would show up in the photo, or more than likely did not care. So, and why should he?
Look, how are people going to know it's a mirror? Like, you take a picture of a mirror, there's no reflection, and I have no idea if that's
fair.
A mirror.
Yeah. Is this just a picture of the other side of the room?
You're just a picture of your basketball hoop and tree. Yeah, I don't want that in my house.
Really good.
Cool looking whip there, though.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got? What do we got? Is that a Mustang?
No, it's not a Mustang. It's a muscle car.
Beg your pardon.
That looks like a... And it looks a decal on it, maybe a pirate or a wizard. Not sure. Not going to...
Compare it to the one that's on your car, which is... what is it? Is it... what do you have in your car? Is it Jack Skellington or something like that?
I do not. Nope.
What is it instead?
Let's go back over and look at some Facebook posts. This one, at the Marianas Trench concert. Want to guess how it was? What it is? I noticed this after a girl got down from sitting on his shoulders, which blocked my view. Karma's a bitch. So, folks, make sure you carry your Tide pens with you when you go to the Marianas Trench concert.
What is that?
You know, I don't know. I'm not a young man. I don't go out. The only person I hang out with, unfortunately, is you. So, and we normally just end up talking about how terrible our lives are and how much we wish we were dead. So
we're too busy speeding around Tampa and drunk in our cars to care about this sort of stuff.
Doing the old Fast Five, we call it. Yeah,
absolutely. That looks, so I guess the karma thing is not like, is that like, here's the thing. If there is such a thing as karma, do you really think this would be the reciprocation for just blocking someone's view?
You know, you got that.
I guess so.
Izod shirt. That's not going to come out. You're not getting that. You're not getting that out after a 3-hour concert in humidity like that. That's baked in, my friend.
That's a little too long to be sitting on the shoulders as well.
Just long enough, it appears from the photo. So cool. This was in a mommy group. My husband says I'm gross for making cookies for work with breast milk. It's healthy. Someone commented, show him the literature on the benefits of breast milk. It will keep COVID out of your workplace. So I hope everybody keeps this in mind next time they're at, whenever we go back to work, and somebody brings in some treats for you. Just think they may have pumped and dumped into that mixture. And I hope you remember it after you take a bite.
I'd be totally fine with that.
You know, Janet in accounting just had a kid, and she brought in some she brought in some Oreo bars.
And she's got some heavy hangers, so there's no doubt that there's stuff's gonna be rich. So yeah, if you're gonna get a cookie with a little bit of that, you're good to go. It probably, like, cookies are the food to use breast milk in, probably, if you're going to do that.
Probably. Okay,
if you're gonna swindle one of your fellow workers, so much for solidarity, huh?
Yeah,
well, this is the future Bernie Sanders wanted.
Okay, enough. All right, we're gonna close this out with some fan art.
Cool.
went and found
fans
some,
of the show, right?
Yeah, that's right. Went and found some random stuff here. So starting out, this is a screenshot from Clone Wars, the Star Wars show, that has been edited.
What?
This anime avatar person says they literally had no reason making her that hot. And Noah replies, it's just Ahsoka with Garfield's head. She has a flat chest and you can't see the character from below the waist. If you find this hot, you should probably take an internet break.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah replies, not going to take shit from someone with the name Noah. Nice try, though. So
what's that person's beef?
You know, I don't know. Maybe he maybe his family got washed away at some point and he's real upset about it. So odd.
It's kind of rude to say like she has a flat chest, therefore you can't find this woman hot. That's like, obviously I agree, but like in general I think that's a fucked up thing to say about women.
I agree wholeheartedly, but nobody should say it out loud.
Not on
a YouTube comment of an edited Clone Wars episode that features Garfield superimposed on it. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
What an odd thing to do. Oh,
this
okay,
one.
Speaking of,
I don't. Okay, so I don't know whom the character in the background is, who's has her feet in a.
Sound off, folks. What do we have here? It's a dog lady with M on her not flat chest.
Oh no,
I should point out.
No, she's got the Harley Quinn style look going on, and then Domino's Noid is
yes,
something called the pizza scratcher to rub her feet with. And he is looks like he's having a blast.
It's the the scratcher, folks. If you can't see this, so the Noid, the infamous Noid from the 80s, he has a pizza scratcher, which is presented like it is a thing.
It's a canon device.
It's a hand on a stick. Arsenal. It's a hand on a stick made for scratching, but it says pizza scratcher on it. For what purpose would you need a pizza scratcher? I'm not sure, but the Noid here is making lemonade out of lemons here, and he is scratching this big dog lady's feet,
and she is loving it.
She's having a
very
good old time. She's having a real blast with her red ear and white ear. Are those ears? I can't tell what's going on.
Hey, you know, and you don't have to. Art is up to your own interpretations. So, you know, also this looks like it was 100% made in Microsoft Paint, which also rocks. So,
I mean, if it was, it's actually pretty good for
pretty
that.
Good.
There's some odd artifacts in this image for some reason. There's those little white dots. Not sure what's going on there.
And I'm sure the artist made some more little white dots after finishing this beautiful piece of work. So the next one we have here was one I found on DeviantArt. This is Patrick Bateman. It is a brony or a pony style version of Patrick Bateman, which kind of is a noteworthy after the shooter, one of the mass shooters in the past week, was shown to have been a prolific poster on EquestriaDaily.com.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun.
They actually had to put out a release to the rest of their community, saying, "Hey guys, really stinks this happened, but let's stick together during these tough times." The cutie mark is interesting. It's his business card. If everybody's seen the movie, that's a kind of a plot point.
That's an odd,
an odd choice. I get it.
I don't know what else. Maybe something from the like one of a Genesis album cover. As just talking about
a disembodied vagina, perhaps. I mean, that probably would have been in character.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
That's cool. Yeah, good to see that. When's the last time you watched American Psycho?
A week and a half ago.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Why'd you do that?
Because I felt like it.
Very defensive about that choice, but that's all right.
I hadn't seen it in like, I don't know, 10 years. And I was like, yeah, check it out.
It's been a minute for me as well. I should check that out again sometime. That could be a good topic for the show, bonus or otherwise, or not. So
anything's a topic when it comes to you, so that's fine.
Great. What are these noises going on?
Can I believe somebody just fell down the stairs.
Jesus Christ. Wow, a patron died live on the show. That's pretty cool. That's a feather.
That's a first.
Yeah. We'll and hopefully sure not a last.
We'll be sure to put that as a banner on the homepage for the website, reportthispost.com.
Yeah, 0 days since patron fell off some scaffolding while they were listening to the live show for some reason. Yeah.
They were mudding a ceiling and the whole thing collapsed. Great. This one I found on DeviantArt as well. Typed in Kirby penis. This is one of the only results that came up, unfortunately. Kirby with a flaccid penis, because someone told me that penises were allowed on DeviantArt as long as there weren't any boners involved.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, you know, I don't know Kirby's anatomy, but that doesn't look... It's too straight to be what I would if I were a
Kirby's deep, gotta have an art hook mod, to him.
if I'm a deviant art mod, I'm not saying this is 100% flaccid. You know what I mean? If there are rules and I'm like, you know what?
You know,
I don't know if I can let this pass.
Kirby's got a chode on him. That's the deal. He's thick and he's short, and it's just kind of fits in with everything else. He's also got one extremely large testicle behind his penis, yeah. And then one that's just kind of
Let's break down based off it. The angle of the balls here, one of them is like behind not just his dick, but his entire body. The other one's in front of both. Yeah, which is an impossible thing to
imagine.
You know,
when you've been sitting too long, and your one nut kind of goes up inside, and you're like, "What is that guy ever going to come back out?" I don't know.
And I should note that the wall of one of the balls is touching his mouth.
That's like a bad tangent.
Against
it's a
his
bad
lips.
Tangent.
I think only our friend Eric can relate to that after he fell down the stairs a minute ago, having his balls right in his face like that. Rolled down six flights.
I do want to say, Evan posted in the chat, Kirby fully choded, which is a pretty good, there's a good pun right there.
Well, it's okay.
It's a couple puns.
Evan,
it's a couple, yeah, there's layers to it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Because okay. All right. You know what? I guess I'll take it.
Zero favorites on this one, unfortunately. But who knows? Maybe once you guys go check out Lord Bababa's page, you can start a little fan base for him. I think I have one more here. Oh, yeah. This was one that I found on DeviantArt as well. This is a classic. This is from 1993 by Tim Burton Lover. This appears to be two characters based upon the Spy versus Spy.
Yes.
Enterprise from Mad Magazine, a female one holding up a mirror, and then a male one dressed like a ragamuffin and in blackface. And
full
he seems
blackface.
Very, very surprised to be seeing himself, so much so that he's spitting out the watermelon he was eating.
Yeah. So he's holding a watermelon. He's got the classic top hat with the top of it opened up. He's got the
style.
Jacket and the pants with the patches on them. Gloves are looking good though.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, so apparently he's been caught in some sort of shenanigan where he's in blackface and had no idea. Which, look,
who hasn't accidentally applied shoe polish to their entire face?
But I'm mostly curious about the devious little lady spy. What's her plan?
Unfortunately, there was no information on this, except I was going through old pictures and found this thing that I had drawn a while ago and decided to upload it. So,
Yeah, I don't. Was there a female character that was canonical to the Spy versus Spy universe?
Don't think so. I think this was just something that this guy liked to draw and also happened to be exceptionally racist. So there was just happened to be a cosmic crossover. So really good.
Yeah, Nicole points out it was done in crayon, which is interesting. Well, like there's some good pen work there and then colored in with crayon. So interesting choice of media for all of this stuff.
You use the tools which are presented to you. And
there you can like see some points that were erased.
Which... Yeah, the hat was going to be flipped all the way back. And he's like, that's too much. I need to. Mm-hmm. And it appears as though it was going to be some sort of like Jerry curl. Instead went with the just the mm-hmm. straight hair off the back of the head of the blackface Beautiful. Character. So that's the last one. And as always, sorry you guys had to sit through that. Really fun. Really glad I get to type that stuff in on my browser and copy it over during my work hours and put it into Google Slides. So
that's right. Well, thank you for that beautiful presentation, Krishna. Speaking of work, I did some work. I found a this is a fun fun blog that I stumbled upon, and this is a topic that is that I discovered is actually rife for a potential episode, which I wouldn't have thought, but it's knitting.
Okay.
I'm guessing crocheting and sewing. Do you think those are all in the same family of posts perhaps? So, a couple of years back, a knitting blogger named Karen Templar posted something called 2019, My Year of Color over on her blog. And here's an excerpt from that. I've wanted to go to India for as long as I can remember. I have a lifelong obsession with the literature and history of the continent. One of my closest friends when I was 12 and her family had offered back then that if I ever wanted to go with them on one of their trips, I could. To a suburban Midwestern teenager with severe anxiety disorder, this was like being offered a seat on a flight to Mars. Then 6 weeks ago, the opportunity presented itself, a chance to go with a friend who's been before. And I felt like the top of my head was going to fly off. I was so indescribably excited. Within 48 hours... three of those friends of mine who are so much better travelers than me also said yes. This has hardly been a single day since that I haven't been set in disbelief, either in my head or out loud, I am going to India. So pretty standard white lady stuff, right?
Sure.
But here are some comments from that blog that I found interesting. Alex J. Klein said, Karen, I'd ask for you to reread what you wrote and think about how your words feed into a colonial / imperialist mindset toward India and other non-Western countries. Multiple times you compare the idea of going to India to the idea of going to another planet. How do you think a person from India would feel to hear that? Karen responded to that. I was simply trying to say that Mars and India both felt equally unattainable to me as a child. My comment did not strike me as imperialist, but I will give the matter some more thought. I've had responses from several Indian friends and readers today who had nothing but positive, encouraging responses. I'll have to see if anything I said offended them.
Let me check with the peanut gallery. Okay.
Alex responded, instead of asking your Indian friends to perform more emotional labor for you and assuage your white woman's tears, maybe do some reflection on how your equation of India with an alien world reinforces an other mindset that is at the core of imperialism and colonialism. And a woman named Marie, who originally said, you're even more inspiring than I thought, as a comment to the post, when she read all those other comments from Alex plus a couple dozen other people, she came back to edit her post. I have read through the entire post again, and I am ashamed to say that I failed to consider the impact of this post on all of us non-white people. I skipped over the offensive parts because this space is so important to my well-being, but my heart hurts and I won't be able to live with myself unless I acknowledge the path, the pain to me and others like me of the words used. I am no longer going to say nothing. So after all of that, couple days later, Karen came back and said and made a post about the whole drama that unfolded. I have hurt, angered, and disappointed a lot of people this week with my insensitive post about my upcoming trip to India and my handling of the response, and I'm deeply sorry about it. I've spent the week listening hard, learning in part how much I have to learn, and thinking about all of the things I can do to be more inclusive and supportive of people of color. I was shocked at myself, and I'm now reading The Origin of Others by Toni Morrison as instructed. So she got some homework out of this knitting post that she made.
Yeah.
About traveling.
Yep. Well, she's a colonizer, so.
Yep. By flying to that country and giving them her money and supporting the local businesses, she's she's a racist piece of dog shit, and I hope her plane crashes. So.
Okay. Well, hey, that's one way to look at it. I just that's why I stay home. That way I don't have to deal with anything. So that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So fun. The knitting community sounds really great based off that. I especially like the lady who was like, I actually really enjoy this blog, but I actually realized I hate it because you're actually racist, even though I would have never considered that on my own until everyone else had to tell you that you were racist for saying you wanted to go to another country. Well, hope she learned her lesson.
Probably not. She's a white woman. So,
mm-hmm. Right. So. Yeah. And pretty much everyone else in the comments were as well, as you can imagine, because it's a blog for people who like knitting, which is the least unwhite thing on the planet.
Well, you said, speaking of not white, I found this one on the Tumblr Black Pride with a Y.
Okay.
This first part's in all caps. Never forget Christopher Dorner, an example of a real soldier and a good cop who died trying to protect his community of people and alerting us of police brutality. Thank you for your service. Hashtag veterans, hashtag Veterans Day, hashtag Chris Dorner, hashtag Christopher Dorner, hashtag police brutality, hashtag black man, hashtag salute, hashtag never forget.
Hashtag black man is a good one. Just threw that one in there. You want to get all sorts of folks getting eyes on these posts, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's right. Go. I'd love to log onto Tumblr and search the hashtag black man.
Find some good pictures. Some
stuff comes up. Oh yeah.
That's one of those that woke and racist alike could really enjoy, I'm sure. And I think that's all part of the fun. Now, since we're here and we have all these listeners here, I'm curious if there are any listeners who might have some posts to read for us.
I hope there are.
Certainly hope so.
Evan's got one. Alice has got one. Andrew. Okay, great. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go and pick somebody that didn't read last time we were on. So first one to see here is Nathan. I'm going to pick Cliff out. Cliff, can you read us a post, please, and thank you?
Yeah, sure thing, fellas. So I moved recently, and I posted in my local Nextdoor about it, somehow got over 100 comments on my post, and some of them were pretty fucked up. So I'll read out my post, and then I'll go through some of the best ones of the bunch. So I posted to my Nextdoor, goodbye, we're moving. We found our dream home in Washington, and we're headed up at the end of the week. 22 wooded acres next to a state forest with a beautiful house and a nice big workshop. We'll miss California, but can't wait to start the next chapter. Hope everyone enjoyed my barbecue, et cetera. And so the first reply I got was from a lady named Alicia Woodrow. She posted good luck and then a link to a New Yorker article from 2015 called The Really Big One. And this is an article about how an earthquake will destroy a sizable portion of the coastal Northwest. The only question is when. So that was literally the first fucking. We got some other good ones. I went at it with Alicia a little bit. I'll I'll go past this one. So so a Tom Bell posted congratulations and good luck, which is really nice. Then he followed up with, does anyone have any window washing crew? It's time to wash windows. So I think he might have been a little confused as to what part of next story he was on. Tim Clevenger posted, take four people with you, which is a tremendously specific number. So I don't know. Maybe he was just thinking about how a normal car take. I don't know what.
He was probably saying you're going to need four people in case you're brutally raped and murdered up there. So good luck with all that, because you're going to die.
Uh-huh.
You will not live.
Lord. And then Michelle McIntyre said, good luck. Well, and we'll be enjoying our dream home here in Saratoga, California. So I guess she wanted to make sure that I knew I was leaving behind her dream home, which is good. Uh-huh. And then Celia Chang wrote, I read over the years that some residents regretted selling their homes here because they did not like where they moved to. Couldn't afford to move back. So that's real words of encouragement. And then closing out the thread, Denise Apodaca wrote, bye. So, yeah. So good send off from my neighbors. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. Thank you, Cliff, for using the full names of people you actually know, which I find to be a great power move.
Baller
move.
I don't know. I'm fucking.
Yeah. And it looks like you found a great spot there, which looks to be the break room of a of some sort of weird fucking logging outfit up there. They have one picture on the wall. There's what looks to be a broken Murphy bed leaning up against the wall over there. I don't know what the hell you got there, but good luck. There's something on the ceiling that looks to be exposed that shouldn't. That's fine. You know what? Look, it's you're away from California, and death will find you soon, thanks to all that the horrible accidents that are going to happen up there in Washington. Sharia law. I keep hearing that's coming around. So.
I don't know her.
She didn't comment on the post. Oh my God.
So what else you got?
Willie, you've been quite vocal. Why don't you read us your post?
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Oh yeah.
I don't give a fuck. So this post is from April 4th, 2004. Straight dope message board. Is there any reason that semen would be bad for my fish? Somebody replied, where are you going to get enough to fill the aquarium? He said, ha, no, not for them to swim in. I mean for eating. I've fed my guppies some of my sperm on several occasions, and they go absolutely nuts over it. It's so fun to watch.
Guy just straight up nutting into his fish tank. You love to see it.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the predecessor to the whole Biden thing, right?
I think that's a step up above the Biden thing. It's a living creature that you're.
Oh, and Biden's not. Is that you? Are you one of those theorists who think Biden's a hologram or something? Is that what you're getting at?
He's a reptoid. That's right. Yeah, you got it.
Reptoid. You can't say that word. That's not for your community.
It's
a guy.
It's a thing from Rugrats. It's a dinosaur.
That's Reptar. Oh, was he a rep? I shouldn't know specifics on Rugrats. Can anyone else save me here? Anyone else have a post to read before we get on to our next thing?
Yeah, let's do Alice. Why don't you go ahead and read us your post?
All right. I got this one off of Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for saying I, 27 male, think people who have traveled internationally are typically more well-rounded and interesting than those that haven't? Mm. My girlfriend, 28 female, has never been outside of the US, only to New York City, Los Angeles, and a few places in Florida. I have been all over the world with family and by myself. My girlfriend overheard me on the phone talking to a friend and got real pissed when she heard me say that in my experience, people who've traveled internationally are oftentimes more well-rounded and interesting than those that haven't. She brought up the fact that I lived with my parents until I was 26 and could save lots of money that way. They also pay my car payment and phone bill. This is normal in our culture. My GF was on her own at age 18 when she aged out of foster care. She said she would have loved to travel, but was not privileged enough to afford to do that between going to college and then working full time with a part time job to pay off her loans. I made this comment in passing. I said, oftentimes, not always, for people who have traveled tend to be more interesting. I also argued that I'm not really that privileged. Most of my friends have parents that still help them financially. My parents are not rich by any means, but they do what they can. She keeps bringing up privilege and saying that I don't see it because it's always been there for me, that no one aside from her has ever paid her bills since she became an adult, and the fact that she was not able to save money by living with relatives and having other people pay for her phone and car isn't something that I should hold against her, which I don't. And I think she's very interesting or I wouldn't be dating her. Opinions? Most people said that he was the asshole.
Yeah, I could see that.
So the theory is that he's not privileged because he's always, he said he's always had this life, so he can't be privileged. Is that, was something like that?
Yeah.
No. His girlfriend's saying he can't see the privilege because he's always had it.
Okay. Good.
So he has nothing to compare it to.
And he doesn't agree with that. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Which way?
Moving on. He's great. What I'm saying is that he's an awesome guy.
Traveling.
How much have you traveled internationally, Christian?
Internationally, I've been to Canada and Mexico. So okay. Not much.
Yeah, I've been to Canada. I've been to Ontario, which is, it's like going to like a shittier Pittsburgh or something. Yeah. You're thinking of Toronto. No, Ontario. It's Ottawa or the other way around.
Boy, you know, what's the we're city not good version? At this. I don't know.
What's the one that's what's the one that's not Toronto? But it's in the same one. It begins with an O. Ontario begins with an O.
Ottawa.
But there is Ottawa, but I don't know if Ottawa is the bigger one and Ontario is the smaller one.
You went to Canada. It was for a beer thing.
Yeah. And I enjoy it. People are saying Ontario is the province and I just don't agree. Sorry. Don't know what to tell you, folks.
You make your own reality anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You can say whatever the hell you want, but I just don't give a shit. Okay. Here's the thing. I'll never look it up, so it's not like I'll be proven wrong or right. I'll just think whatever the hell I want to think. So, yeah, I went there. That was when I hung out with Tom Green for a few days, and that was a lot of fun. But I think we've gone over that story before.
A couple times, yeah.
Probably. So... anyone else have anything to pop up before we before Christian gets a little bit personal?
Yeah, sure. We'll do one more. How about Andrew? Why don't you read your post?
All right. Hey, what's up, guys?
Andy.
I have a post. This one was making the rounds a couple of weeks ago. And it's from a woman who is in a pretty interesting situation. She posted this over on I Am the Asshole. Am I the asshole for calling out my kid's future stepmom for treating me like a surrogate? So I dated a guy, Joe, for 3 months before he left me to go back to his ex, Kim. Right after we broke up, I found out I was pregnant. I let him know and he was ecstatic. Turns out his girlfriend had fertility issues and would likely never be able to get pregnant naturally, and he has always wanted to be a father. Getting back together was out of the question for both of us, so he's still with his girlfriend. So Joe was at the initial appointment and we found out I was having twins. According to Joe, when he told Kim she had a mental breakdown about her infertility and wanted to talk to me, I met them at their house and Kim stated that she wanted to be involved in my pregnancy because she would eventually be the children's stepmother. She started telling me that I needed to do a home birth, that I needed to formula feed so that they could have the babies half of the week, and that she wanted the kids to call her mama since they would be calling me mommy. I shut her down and said I would make the best choices for my children and my body and left. Kim continued to be overbearing and texting me every day about my eating habits, exercise habits, bitching about how her job wouldn't let her take maternity leave. At the virtual genetics counseling appointment, she attended instead of Joe and took over the whole meeting, trying to talk about her family history, which wasn't relevant. When it came time for my 20-week level 2 scan, Joe came along and he found out the gender because I wanted to keep it a surprise for me so we could throw a gender reveal party. I put a pregnancy announcement on my social media, and then she put up an announcement saying that they were expecting twins, quote, the non-traditional way, end quote, and how blessed she was. I was irritated, but I kept my mouth shut. Then she threw a gender reveal party and posted it on social media. I wasn't invited. She also announced that she's having a baby shower. I commented on her post and told her to stop treating me like a surrogate, that the kids weren't hers, and that Joe didn't have any claim or custody of the kids until they are born. I then called Joe and reiterated all of this and stated that I would not be seeing either of them until we went to family court. Ian, Kim, and some of her friends and family are saying I'm an asshole, and her mother even called and insisted I give her one of my babies, like this is the parent trap. Am I the asshole? So everyone told her that she needed to get a lawyer and leave the state before the children are born, and, you know, stay far away from Joe and Kim because Kim is unstable and dangerous. So she does come back and she updates this, and it's pretty interesting. She says, so she got a lawyer. She said, they let me know that in my state, there was nothing I could do as far as custody before the babies are born. So I will be leaving my state soon to ensure that this isn't my baby's home state. However, someone sent this post to Kim, and she came to my job, ooh, damaged my car, and broke a bunch of office windows. I work with kids, so she was arrested for not just the criminal damage and trespass, but child endangerment. So hopefully that works in my favor.
I would think so, yeah.
He's still alive, I hope.
Well, off to a great start for those little ones.
Holy moly.
First of all, I wish I could. I've never been as comfortable as Andrew looks right now. He is looks
lounging. Yeah.
Yeah. A pillow in the Zoom. Gotta love that.
That's great.
Yeah. That was a fun post. The not being invited to the gender reveal of
your kids, your own children, your genetic.
Pretty good bit.
Did anyone suggest, since there were two babies, just to, you know, split them up, just give one and then keep one? I mean,
yeah, there was some sort of parent trap situation that they were talking about making them.
Mother. Midas. Yeah, there you go.
I say do that. First of all, if you have twins, you shouldn't have twins. I would say definitely get rid of one. I can't imagine having two infant babies in the house. Christian, you've been there with one of them.
Uh-huh.
In your own right, mm-hmm. And it's a terrible idea.
don't do it in general, folks.
Just stop. Just
if
don't
learn anything from the show. Just realize, become a parent. So,
thankfully, not seeing a lot of breeders on the viewership list here today. So, why don't we get to my next post that I have on here? In fact, why don't we go to you to do something instead?
Sure.
Speaking of that stuff,
breeding?
That icky stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll do a new update on my companionship corner. So I haven't actually been out on any dates since we last did one, but I had an interesting conversation with a woman on one of the dating apps the other day that I wanted to share with everybody.
So awesome. Please tell us her full name.
Full name.
Cliff style. Just give us their entire name.
Don't remember her name, so that's okay.
Oh,
but I do remember what she posted is that underneath what I'm looking for on her profile, she posted the Romeo to my Juliet so I can kill myself, which I found really, really funny. So I responded to that and said, literally laughed out loud at this one. Really good. Didn't think anything of it. Didn't think anything would come from it. She responded back a couple hours later. Would it be funnier if I died? Which, loaded question for sure. So I brought up the fact that no, probably wouldn't be great, but considering the situation, it could be funny. Like if she was trampled by like a circus parade, perhaps, or you know, some sort of clown related situation. So we went back and forth on that riff for a little bit. She then asked me, "What are you looking for?" And I said, "Oh, you know, I'm looking to meet somebody, get to know somebody, you know, some companionship, whatever." And I said, "How about you?" And she said, "I'm looking for fans." I thought, okay. And I was playing dumb. I said, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, I got to be honest with you. I've never really had any sort of luck on this site. So I'm just selling nude photos. So if you're interested, I can send you a link. I said, well, you know, I'm not really interested in that, but if you want to try another shot with somebody, I'd gladly take you out to dinner instead. And then she said, huh, oh. Weird, and then unmatched with me.
Oh, no. That's, oh, man. You should have, how did you not get the message there?
Yeah, so,
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, I was trying. I was trying.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just going to let that one settle in the room here for a second. That was pretty rough.
It's okay.
Should we discontinue the bit? Because it sounds like it's only going to get graver.
No, I think it'll be good. I think it's good for me. It's I don't have to pay somebody to tell them this stuff. I can just tell everybody else that's listening. So it's fine.
Yeah, theoretically, you're getting paid to tell some kind of weird self-therapy thing. Yeah,
that's worked so well before. So
yeah, what could possibly go wrong with continuing to do this for the rest of your life? So I have a post here. I found this on a body positivity group on Facebook. They shared a video of a big fatso Lizzo. She was at the Grammys and she was strutting around doing her thing. And a white guy responded with this hot take. I'm all for body positivity and I'm glad she's comfortable in her skin. There's a lot of people who wish they could say the same. But can we find a balance somehow where we aren't reinforcing unhealthy lifestyles? Diabetes doesn't care how high your self-esteem is. Obesity and all the ill health effects associated with it are a serious public health issue, and it's getting worse, not better. Well, a woman responded with this. This is not a, quote, hot take. You're just another old white man inserting his unwanted fucking opinions on someone else's body that you know nothing about. Please reread the title of the group and have a seat, which this lady loves to do, I would have no doubt. Another woman said this to the OP. Shut your dumb man mouth. If you want to be here, great. Sit back, listen with respect, and gain new perspective. No one asked for your stupid white man opinion, which can be said to almost any tweet I've ever made. But both of those got 7 love reactions. And of course, it should be noted, these are both white women, the worst of all the breeds of humans, the most cursed of creatures.
Degraded, yeah.
Shut your dumb man mouth is one of the most. It's so simple in its beauty. You have a man mouth. Please stop.
We need
using
to make it. Like a make a spreadsheet of like all the good comebacks we come across.
Yeah,
people use it's so good,
and we can use them online. Like, shut up, bootlicker. That's a good one.
Yeah, never heard, and I never seen that one before. Jesus Christ.
Or similar things like that. Maybe a guillotine gif could be pretty interesting, pretty funny, pretty clever. Love seeing those things online.
Just a black screen just says guillotine.gif on it, and you just reply with that. Yeah.
See, that's at least good. Some sort of meta take on the whole thing, if not interesting.
It's not. It's not. But thank you.
Yeah. What do you got?
Gentleman who is a self-professed fan of Animal Crossing tweeted this out in November. Nintendo, please release a patch where you have to take a little questionnaire on your ethnicity or background so these white people don't have access to the Afro puffs and other cultural hairstyles. Smiley face. A guy responded, imagine being 6 years old and your Nintendo Switch starts asking you what color your skin is. Rich. Fair point.
Yeah. I remember playing a lot of Super Mario Brothers 3 when I was 6 years old. And it would have been very funny if my Nintendo was like, are you Italian? Alert, alert. You must be Italian to play this game.
Start smoking. Or it has like a character select screen like Street Fighter, and it has all the different a bunch of different countries, and you can like pick Mario's from around the world.
Yeah. Like, rank your smell from 1 to 10. Your odor. 7 and above only, please. No one else below. It's Duck Hunt for you, motherfucker. You're not welcome over here. Yeah, that's a very, the whole animal, we did an Animal Crossing episode, right?
Sure.
I remember things along that ilk. People who have a very strong opinions about the avatars in the game and what people are allowed to do with those, which I find to be very interesting.
That's because you have to be able to share your stuff online with everybody, because everyone cares so much about your turnips that you're growing on your fake plot of land. So,
and that reminds me of our episode that we were recording later this week for the main show, mm-hmm. About the McElroy brothers. Now, for your folks who aren't aware, the McElroy brothers, they're the guys who do the My Brother and Me podcast, the Adventure Zone podcast, a couple other. They had a TV show based off their podcast somehow. They have a whole little media empire.
Sure.
Never heard a second of any of these guys' fucking voices or videos or anything about them. Just seen the pictures of just the worst looking guy I've ever seen on the planet. The purple-haired soy boy Travis guy that's a part of it. But, and we'll talk about it more on the show, but this episode has the widest gap of me really not wanting to do it versus actually finding good posts.
Yeah.
So I was actually very pleasantly surprised at how some of the worst posts I've encountered for this fucking podcast were for people talking about that podcast. Until we do the Report This Post episode of Report This Post, which we'll just stop at that point.
We go on something awful and collect all the comments people made on there about us.
There's been some interesting ones on there, folks. or that
I haven't checked it in a while.
Or that subreddit, which is just weird.
Probably people on this call or members of.
Some of them are probably mods of that fucking thing. Yeah. But anyway, look forward to the McElroy brothers. Compare that to Red Hot Chili Peppers, which was, I didn't want to do. And I also hated all the posts involved. So it was, you have the lowest of the low, and this one is going to be great. We've had topics that were I was really excited about, and then I was sad. I was like, oh, I expected worse. But we also only put in a handful of hours to actually working on this thing. So it's not like if I 30 minutes in, I can't find anything. I'm like, well, I guess that's just the show then. So whatever. It's not like I'm going to, how much more work do I have to put in this fucking thing? Even though it is technically my main source of income at this point, which is insane to say. So,
but if you had a full-time job, would you be putting any more effort in there?
Oh man. Well, unless it was my old job where I intentionally did the work during the job, which was probably part of the reason why I don't have a job anymore. Because
don't beat yourself.
I was editing podcasts at work, which is frowned upon from what I understand.
Hungover as hell on a Friday morning editing a podcast. Really good.
Yes, some of those earlier episodes were especially... I guess there was an idea that you and I mutually agreed on without ever saying it, that oh, we're doing a podcast. That means we got to get as drunk as possible to do it.
We have to drink 4 to 6 pounder beers in.
Hey, we're hanging out. I guess you bring a six pack. I got one too. Great. That's an hour. So we're good to go. There was an episode where you spilled a whole can of beer on my rug in here. Uh-huh. Yeah. So
I was asked recently why we don't do it in person anymore, now that even though we hang out in person and stuff. And I think the main reason is because I wake your children up a lot.
Yeah, that happens as well. But I do too. So, I mean, it's really just like I had to light a candle when you would come over, like have some sort of presentation. I don't like, you know, to tidy up even
lift the corner of the rug and shove everything under it and just,
yeah, to put a pillow on one side of the couch that from the other side. I'm like, ugh, do I have to do this shit or can we just fucking have the worst quality possible sounding Zoom call on the planet instead to save even a modicum of any sort of effort? Yeah, so Nicole asked if that's the Tony Soprano shirt. I believe she's referring to me.
Yeah.
That is, yes, that is the one that Christian gifted me for
your birthday. I don't,
was it my birthday? Okay. Your birthday's coming up here real soon, isn't it?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Tess, what are you getting them? You figured it out yet? Oh, she's got it. Okay. She's asking me what to get you. I gave her an idea or two, and hopefully she knows what to do there. I don't plan on getting you anything.
I knew that.
It's not really a gift giving kind of guy. You were always very generous with the gifts to not just me, but my family, my extended family. And I'm just not going to reciprocate. So
that's fine.
And I think as long as we all know that, yeah, everyone knows that, it's totally fine. Yeah. So
if I don't expect anything, I can't be disappointed.
I've gifted you with my presence for 100 weeks now or something. I don't know. Is that more than? No, a lot more than that. Jesus Christ. 150.
Boy, first the geography thing, now this math thing.
I guess I could just count the number of episodes we've done by just looking at the number, and then I would have an answer for you. But
135.
Okay, so that's a lot of weeks, I would say.
It's 136 technically, because we had to take a week off.
Any other posts you guys got?
Yeah, here, I got a list started here for folks. Evan, you said you got a post.
Hey, guys.
Evan, there's that hallway we all know and love.
My hallway. All right, so last time I was in here, I told you guys about Magic the Gathering, and, well, would it surprise you if I had another post about Magic the Gathering?
Nope. Let's hear it. What do we got?
So this is from last year. I have to give context again. So like I mentioned last time, we had that thing involving that world that's like Norse inspired. So many years ago, they did a magic world that was inspired by like feudal Japan and like Japanese lore, like old Japanese stuff.
Sure.
And it was like the kind of stuff that you wouldn't know unless you were actually Japanese. So it wasn't very popular with people. So anyway, so last year, a member of the Magic community named Evan Irwin, whose Twitter handle is at Mr. Orange.
No relation.
Made a post about it. Sorry?
No relation, right?
No relation. No, no. God, no. Not this guy.
Is there a Mrs. Orange?
Oh, yeah. The guy's got like 5 kids or something. He's this big, jolly Southern guy. Anyway, I could
I know
tell you
a couple of those,
guy,
including one that's in the room right now.
So anyway, he made this post. The Japanese inspired setting was called Kamigawa, and he said, "Look, the key to Kamigawa is the ninjas. It's always been ninjas. Wizards of the Coast has tried to make it too big as like world-ending spirit realm or whatever. No, just give me a dojo in each color, a sensei, some shinobi, and it can still have dragons and cool spirit stuff." And he got a lot of replies. And unfortunately, these tweets were deleted, so I can't see the reply. But he replied to another reply.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "It's really this simple, I swear. You can add a bit of spiritualism in there. It's cool, but make it about the ninja characters and not random looking weirdos. Ninja creatures." Okay?
Not random looking weirdos.
As you can imagine, everybody was very happy with what he said and nobody had any issues with it. But yet for some reason he still deleted it. And then the next day he posted an apology. Which the apology itself is boring, but the best part about it is that in the apology, he misspelled Japanese.
Mm.
Or he spelled it, he says Japanese, he says the word Japanese in it twice, The first time he spells it right, and the second time he spells it like Japanese, like J-A-P-E-N-E-S-E. Mm. And it's just good. It's just good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's your Magic the Gathering post from me this time.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Evan.
Yes. Ever imagine posting an apology for something I ever tweet? That seems so perverted.
Well, if you like apologies, the McElroy Brothers episode's a great one. Those guys fucking, we have a bunch of posts. Those guys love apologizing. It's crazy. The most innocuous jokes possible, they'll come back as like, I beg for your forgiveness for, like,
wasn't they're the guys who their music was dead by Bean Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that yeah.
And so they had to yeah. apologize on his behalf. Yeah. They put for like having his music on their podcast.
6-minute disclaimer after that whole thing.
Even though the only relation he had to the podcast was he made the song that they used. He wasn't like a member of their podcast or anything. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah, we have a couple of our theme songs are done by someone else. I don't remember his name. Christian, do you off the top of your head?
No, not me.
The guy who did the This Ain't It Chief. I hope he's not listening right now. I would be mortified. But I can't think of his name right now, but he's great at doing that. And if I ever found out he murdered someone or whatever, I wouldn't give a shit. It would never occur to me to be like, yeah, we can't use that theme song.
Are you guys planning to have any more theme songs? Because when you added MGTOW, it was like a really, really good, but it seems like you need like a Stormfront and an A-disc one. I don't know.
Well, so Nicole says, used to think that Geiger sang it. Well, I do I do MGTOW.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's.
I did MGTOW and the preview. And is there, what else is there? Is that it? I made the opening and outro theme, but that's not. I didn't. There's no singing on those. But yeah, we get I came up with an entire song full of lyrics for the show, but it was going to be bluegrass style, and I can't record that in a way, so I'd have to like get someone to do it. And I'm already tired just thinking about just saying those sentences, so I can't imagine actually going through the effort of doing that. But there, it was a good song. I used the word racist was the rhyming theme for the rest of the lyrics. So to give you an idea of how good that theme song would have been if we ever got it, but sadly, we did not, and we may never, unless someone here is a bluegrasser and they want to slide in my DMs and tell me they have a banjo they're willing to pick for probably $0. So
good sell. Good sell.
Uh-huh.
Great. Well, Evan, thanks very much.
Of course.
Forward to that Magic the Gathering episode, which we'll do at some point.
It's going to happen. List.
Yeah, the short list is, it's getting long, for one. We keep having, people keep purchasing episode topics, which is, in some cases, it's way less work for us. In other cases, it's way more work for us. So it's a fun little combo. I never would have picked the McElroy brothers with a gun to my head, but turned out to be a good one. We have a couple others coming. The one after that, that's going to be a real good one. That's no spoilers, but let's just say it is it's Twilight. Okay, so that's going to be a good one. Look forward to that one in 2 weeks. Twilight's going to be a fun episode. So that's a classic bad post. When we did My Little Pony, when it was all the great posts were from like 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess the same thing for Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Though it has been, there was a book recently.
I don't know if there's it's one of those weird things that during quarantine, like people started saying they were rewatching it. I just saw the other day, similar vein, I saw like 8 people saying like, I just started watching X-Files, and it's like, what is with you people?
Like, yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's just a resurgence of some sort.
And, mm-hmm.
boy, some folks really love that spooky guy and the girl that can't act. So as you can see, I've done a lot of research on finding posts for this.
Okay, so let's review the stars of Twilight. We have the spooky guy and the girl that can't act. Okay.
Uh-huh. Then we have the brown gentleman and another brown guy and old guy. I think that's it.
Two brown guys and an old guy. I don't remember. I don't know if there was more than one brown guy in the entire trilogy or quadrality.
Is there four? Oh boy.
Well, just like with Harry Potter, they split up the last book into two movies.
Sure.
Which was all the rage in the early
2000s.
Teens. Well, we'll talk more about that in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we're going to see if any of our other listeners have any fun posts they'd like to share.
Hey, Nathan, you said you got something there.
Sure do. This is from the QAnon Casualties subreddit. This was posted by user Sansa Deserved Better. My dad is upset I bought him AirPods after he asked for them. My dad always listens to Q videos at full volume at all hours of the night, so, after months of fighting, he finally agreed to wear headphones. For Christmas, I bought him some nice Bluetooth headphones because he doesn't like earbuds. Of course, he never used them for some reason, and he still listens to Q at full volume. Then his birthday comes around and says he wants to try AirPods. Okay, fine. I had some money left over on a Best Buy gift card, and they were on sale. The AirPods come, I set them up and connect them to his phone, I explain how they work, and everything seems fine. Then he gets on the phone and reads his usual posts on Facebook, Parler, and Telegram. He gets all upset and panicked, saying that Bluetooth is harmful, and he's reading that AirPods are dangerous, and he just wants wired earbuds so the Bluetooth won't melt his brain. Meanwhile, his own daughter has been wearing AirPods for years, and he hasn't cared. He's also watching TV and on his phone 24/7. He shows me his research, and it's just a forum on Telegram, LMAO. One post said, quote, "My son's AirPod case was next to his bed and gave off 47,000. Bye-bye AirPods, WWG1WGA, unquote. Like, what? What does that even mean? What unit of measurement? There was literally a joke in Always Sunny about this. So basically, he read Q message boards for 5 minutes of research. He wants me to return them, but he's paranoid because they connected to his phone and now have his info. I don't know enough about STEM to explain exactly why Bluetooth won't hurt him. Can anyone help me out?" And the user later came back and edited this post to say, "I forgot to mention that he refuses to wear his hearing aids because they come with a Bluetooth option."
Hey.
So there you have
love
it.
Love the consistency.
Yeah. There's a fear of technology in QAnon, a perfect combination.
I mean, to be fair, like, I don't understand Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or telephones or keyboards, or I don't understand any of this shit. So I'm like, I am a couple minutes of askew research online from being 100% agreeing. Like, yeah, I'll probably die or be an Android or something from spending too much time on Bluetooth. And I think that's most people. Where they're like, I don't know what this is. I've never even thought about it, but there's a thing that's in my ear. It sits there and it projects great country western songs into my head when I want to listen to them. And I get to talk to my grandchildren that don't like talking to me every once in a while. And now it seems that when I do that a lot, sometimes I get like a headache. I bet it's related, and also Satan's involved now. And the whole QAnon, man, remember that shit? Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of the word bigly recently, and I was like, wow, forgot about that one. That was a big deal there for a while. forgot about Trump. Eric, you okay there? You got there's something flying in front of your, okay. You were swapping at the camera. They want to make sure everything's good.
Speaking of Eric, you have a post. Well, what were you going to say, Gregor?
I'm going to say, Eric, what's going on? You're in a greenhouse or something, you know? You fell
no,
off.
No, I don't have a post, but I'm alive.
Okay, great.
Like Cliff, I just bought a house, and my wife is asking me to move fucking furniture so the painters can come in. And during the last show, she's like, oh, this is a perfect time to call a realtor. So you guys actually called on me, and I only knew because I listened to the recording. So, yeah. Yeah, so I guess I'm a pervert. If you can see in the background, there's a park back there. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's true. I wanted to do a live voicemail. I think I've had the right amount of drinks.
A live time, voicemail? Last time.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just want to say that my wife hates Christian's laugh. So I'm a little bit mad at her through all this shit. So if you can laugh more throughout the episodes, because when we take the road trips, I play it. And I want to punish her a little bit now. So. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, that's so.
And that's perfect because I'll play this back. She can hear me. She can hear you.
Yeah.
And
her two least favorite noises at once. That must be great for her.
For sure.
That must be awesome.
Yeah. That sucks so much. Thanks, I love Eric.
The sound of you falling over from earlier, though. That would have been a real joy for you. Cool. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. Yeah.
For sure. Next time I have a post, maybe. I don't know.
No, it's fine. No, hey. You've just provided Christian with a week's worth of neurosis, which is way better than...
Yeah. I'm on my phone. I don't have my computer like I usually do. I can only see you right now, Geiger. I don't know if Christian fell over in the chair, so... Wow. You could be dead to me.
Yeah, I know your wifey agrees with that. Good luck with you got a whole bunch of stuff out there with the pergola and all that stuff. You're figuring it out. Just moved into
your house. I had one last thing, actually.
Okay, here we go.
Just remember this. So unlike Cliff, I'm still in California. I'm in Simi Valley. We just bought the house. I went to the Vons across the street. I saw a guy with a swastika tattoo on his leg. Yeah. I was like, is that Geiger?
Oh.
Yeah.
Got us. Got us.
Got us. What the fuck?
That was a joke.
Yeah. Come on. That guy wouldn't be found at Vons. It's a German name, though. So I would expect to see more.
Yeah. We have an Aldi over here, too. That's the first time I've ever seen one. So
an Aldi.
Yeah.
Christian cheap and I are big Aldi there. Heads.
Oh, we're
big
cheap Aldi. Beer.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Good beer. We love a good Aldi. Never been to a Vons myself. I've been to what's a good West Coast? What are the other West Coast grocery stores? I've been to one or two.
Albertsons or Smart and Final.
Smart and Final.
No.
No.
Doesn't ring a bell. Okay.
No. Smart and Final Solution. I've been there, of course. not smart enough, sadly. Now King Supers, but that's more like that's Colorado.
I've never heard of that thing. Yeah,
that's a Colorado thing, which is like the West Coast, but like taller
in the mountains for sure.
Yeah, it's the taller.
You want to keep going? I can be the judge. I've lived here my whole life, so.
Yep, I would love to keep this going. what else do we got? There's a Edgar's.
I can fall down the stairs more times if you guys want.
Yeah, so. Yeah. we have Terry's shopping drop.
Ralph's over here.
We do have Ralph's. Okay, great. Sound off, everyone, in the comments with your local grocery store.
Kroger, no, not over here.
Yeah, no. We have Publix is the king down here.
Yeah, no, neither. You steal some crab.
What? Okay. So we
thanks,
Food man. Lion.
I'm
over this. Over this bit. All right.
What? Oh, do you got anything else, Christian? Do we have any other? We have to have other posts.
We do. We do.
I just saw Evan yawn. Evan's yawning right now, which is is sort of the canary in the coal mine, probably. For we should be wrapping up here pretty soon.
We got
if Evan's bored, then we are doomed.
We got two more folks here that had posts. That had
all right.
I got Brad. Brad, you the melatonin is kicking, brother. You're riding the lightning, Brad.
So my post comes from Something Awful. Year of Our Lord 2007.
Wow.
This is a classic, one of the OG Something Awful creeps, Bareback Rodeo. He posted, I met a girl in the information common the other day. We were waiting in line to use computers and she pointed over to the other side of the room and said something. I didn't hear her because I was wearing headphones. So I took them out and looked at her for a bit. She repeated herself and asked if that person just left a computer over there. The person was only printing, so I told her that. Then she smiled at me, and I saw that as my chance. Do you want to use a computer together? What? We can use one if you want. Oh, no, that's okay. I'm meeting someone. At that moment, she turned around and stared away from me for about 30 seconds and then walked out of the information common. Nice fucking excuse, bitch. Why don't you just tell me you had an appointment at the circus or something?
Oh, that is a classic, man. Yeah, the late aughts Something Awful stories are some of the most abysmal on the planet. Brad looks to be of the age that he's been around to see some of those posts over the years.
One or two.
Yeah. One of the worst places on the internet. It's only gotten worse too, somehow.
Fucking sewer.
Do we have any other posts?
Yeah, Nicole.
Nicole, let's hear it.
Hey, so I saw this post today. Sad news, Scottie Pippen shared that his oldest son, Antron, died Sunday, and he was only 33, so that's really sad. And SportsCenter reported on it, and at YBNSexy replied, damn, RIP. Plus, his dad carried MJ. So I just thought it was funny he had to get like his shot or one shot in at MJ.
Very good.
All right,
Scottie Pippen's son.
Yeah,
missed the line. Yeah.
Well, Michael Jordan's son died too. No, you know, it was Bill Cosby's son. I'm thinking of from.
Wait, sure it wasn't Charles Barkley's son.
Wait, right? Am I right? Bill Cosby's son. His son was like killed in a hit and run or something. Like
Theo 20... died. Theo Huxtable died. You telling me,
brother? Folks, that's from a television program. Which reminds me, because I brought this up earlier in the show. If no one else has, anyone else have anything? Otherwise, I will close out with this great story. Cosby episode win. Cliff, boy, that's some sticky tape there you got there, pal. I don't know about that one. We'll see. we certainly are not above hitting the bottom of the barrel, so we'll do that one day. So I was reminded of it. This is a story I haven't really thought about in a long time. It's not really a story, more of an incident from my youth. And it like clicked in my head again in my one of my racist DMs, group DMs that I'm in. A couple gentlemen were talking about their dad smoking weed.
Okay.
Does he partake?
He used to. Like,
but he's like a big religious guy too, right?
Yeah. But like when I was younger and my parents were like functioning alcoholics, he would toke on the weed.
Oh boy. Nice. Yeah, so this is a story from I was probably like 8, 9, maybe 10 years old, I don't know, something around there. Late at night, I don't know, 10, 11, something like late enough for them to parents to still be up. So I
was witching hour.
Yeah, do you remember like as a kid sometimes you're like, I'm just gonna get up out of bed and sneak to the fridge or something like that. Oh, what a feeling, huh? So I did that and I was like, I'm gonna go grab chocolate milk out of the fridge, let's say, right? So I go out there and I peek around the corner to the living room, and my dad is standing there in the living room with a roach clip, smoking weed. But what's most notable is that my mom was blowing him while he was doing that.
I gotta say, like, the repressed memories that you've come across in the, like, 4 or 5 years that I've known you are truly, truly shocking.
Yeah. I could, like, paint you the silhouette of that, of her profile. It's singed in my head.
You know what's great is that the next time we're at, like, a child's birthday party and your mom's there.
Yes, you've met my mother, haven't you?
I'm going to be able to think of is that. So that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's great that a group DM on Twitter got that out of my head. And by the way, let me just say kudos to my dad for having a hell of a night. Like, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Just the TV with the American flag on it after the broadcast has gone off. You're just
inhaling and exhaling out the other end. And just having a great night. Good for him. He didn't have a lot of great nights for it, so I'm sure that one was top 1 percentile, probably.
I'm sweating.
Folks, I think that'll just about do it for this week's live episode. I can't think of any better way than to say something I will probably regret and cry about here real soon. Thanks for listening, everybody, to all of our folks with your great posts. Christian, do you have anything else you want to tell our fine patrons here?
Absolutely not.
Bye-bye, everybody. Ooh, boy.